Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. And our text is the Gospel reading, which we just heard read from Matthew 17. A spectacular sunset. Are looking at a mountain range rising in the distance. Prairie vistas where you can see for many miles. Early spring flowers, which are in some places already blooming this year. The beauty of many animals and birds, the amazing creative ability of people with music, painting, sculpture, architecture, poetic word structures and verbal expression. These are all gifts of God in a world that is filled with beauty. Now, of course, we recognize that our world is also tainted with the effects of sin and rebellion against God. That's always all around us. But it is also a beautiful world, and we can find joy in recognizing and celebrating it. But we need more than just outward beauty, which can be fleeting and faltering. We need Jesus and what He alone can give us, seen especially in His transformed or changed appearance, which we celebrate today with what we could call a glimpse of glory. And it is a glimpse of the glory of Jesus to see who He really is. Now, the vision itself was spectacular. There is no other experience like this during Jesus' time of humility. That is when He did not always fully use His powers as God that had been given to His human nature. And it is a reminder that even as He approaches Jerusalem there to suffer and die for the sins of the world, that He has not, nor will He ever, stop being God in all of His fullness. Now, Jesus had predicted His suffering and death at least three times, but it seems that His followers either did not understand what He meant or they simply refused to understand it. So now Jesus takes this inner circle of three, Peter, James, and John, to the top of the mountain for a glorious and dazzling experience. Because as He was praying, which He often did, He was transfigured. His face shone like the sun and His clothes became dazzling white. It was truly a glorious and beautiful experience, a rare glimpse of His glory. But even more than that, He is borne witness to by none other than Moses and Elijah, representing all of the law and prophets of God, as if to say Jesus is at the very center of every act of God. In Him, all of the promises of God are fulfilled. But that still wasn't all. Later, as a cloud representing the very presence of God envelops them, there is a voice from heaven saying much the same as was said at His baptism, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to Him." It is the assurance that God the Father had put His stamp of approval on everything that Jesus did and everything He would do. Indeed, His death on the cross would be an acceptable sacrifice for the sins of the world, and He would be brought back to life. For He was not a helpless victim. He was a conquering Savior and Lord. Now, very few saw this vision at that time. But Peter recalls it later in his second letter. We heard about that this morning when he says, "We have not made known to you cleverly devised myths. We were eyewitnesses of His glory." So he uses this eyewitness experience, this glimpse of glory, to assure us that the written record about Him is reliable and truthful. We too can share in this moment of beauty and glory. But more than that, it also prepares and strengthens us to live our lives where it is not so glorious. We notice Peter's proposal, and who could fault him? "It is good to be here," he says, and surely it was, and it is good for us to be here this morning as well. It is good to have times of exhilaration and great joy in worship and in life. But God is not so much interested in permanent places of adoration or shrines. He is interested, vitally interested, in what is going on in your life and in the lives of all of his people. Impulsive, talkative, emotional Peter didn't quite get it. Sometimes we don't either. Living a life of faith in Jesus is not always exhilarating. It is not always sublime and lovely and beautiful. Now, we thank God for those beautiful moments, but sometimes it is also messy. And we get dirty in living the real life down here on the plane in real day-to-day interaction with one another. So we take the vision from the mountain back into real life. They had to do that too. Jesus wasn't done yet. He had suffering, a bloody cross, and death to endure for us, for them, for the whole world. We have things to do too. Led by the same cross, taking its message into our lives and into the lives of hurting and needy people, and sometimes it's not easy. It can get complicated, frustrating, and difficult. But they looked up after this glimpse of glory. They looked up, and what did they see? It says, no one except Jesus himself alone. And maybe in some ways, those are the most important words of this text. Because the one who loved them and us enough to go down from the mountain and die, the one whom they loved in return reaches out and he says to them, let's go down from the mountain back into life, into whatever it brings, whatever we must endure. And I am going with you. I will transform your life into a daily glimpse of my glory as you live in this not so glorious world. We need this vision. We need to see and remember who he really is. But we are not in heaven yet. Life goes on, and this is where we are. And there may be many uncertainties, many fears, lots of questions, anxieties, misunderstandings, frustrations, failures, and regrets. But this is where we are, and we are not alone. He goes with us. Jesus only, it says. And that's the point of this glimpse of glory, that is enough. He is here, forgiving us, strengthening us, sharing life with us every day, and he even gives us his very self as we eat and drink the bread and the wine, which are his very body and blood. He is with us in the real world, in our world as it is. So take the glimpse of glory into your life, into whatever life brings you, and know that no matter what, more than a glimpse of glory lies ahead. What lies ahead is an eternity of it. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand.